Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
This week, two books to challenge your mind: John Piper's Think and Alistair McGrath's The Passionate Intellect. Both of these books are challenging Christians to use their minds to engage with their faith. Not a bad thing to do. Cara Martin, our esteemed book critic, joins us. Hi, Cara.
Greetings.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
Let's start with John Piper, who's been in Australia over these last few weeks and for the next couple. What does his book cover?
His thesis is that we have to glorify Christ. To glorify Christ, we need to know him truly and we need to treasure him above all things, which is actually from the book of Philippians. So he talks about thinking and reading truly. He talks about the link between thinking and faith, about loving God with all our mind, and also right at the end, the link between thinking and loving, which I think is a critical link.
Heart and head. So what do you think his purpose when you read it is with this book? What issues is he trying to address in the church?
I think he's primarily dealing with his home audience, which is American Christians. And he actually tackles two issues which he feels are strong in America. One is relativism, this idea that, you know, everyone can think what they like and, you know, everyone, we just tolerate each other's thinking. And he challenges that quite strongly and says, no, actually, as Christians, we have this word of God that we really have to grapple with. We have this sort of external subject matter that is absolutely vital to what we believe and think. And the second thing is he really contends with what he would describe as anti-intellectualism. So this strong sort of run of emotionalism or this idea that somehow our spirits are disconnected from our heads in our faith. Yeah. And so he's really challenging those sort of ideas.
Here's an interesting question, though. Is this book primarily aimed at people who don't think? So are they going to read this book?
That is a really good point. Yes. And
that's why I raised it.
Perhaps he's not going to reach them. But I think John Piper actually has quite a big profile, and his other books have been picked up and read, and he's really, one of his big messages is don't waste your life, and so people, he's got a wide audience. So I think he's actually saying to this wide audience, you know, who might just pick up the next John Piper book, hey, hang on, really grapple with this idea too.
I mean, good on him. Mm. He wants people, as he puts it, to read their Bibles intelligently. But I'm always keen to ask, okay, so how do we do that practically? Does he address that?
I think he has some really good tips that are really user-friendly. He says, first of all, think about what you choose to read. And he's really anti-randomness. He says you need to be a bit more systematic about it. He says you have to work hard to understand it. It's not just like other books, perhaps, where you just read it and move on. You really need to grapple with it. He talks about trying to figure out what the author intended, which is always a good question to ask.
Yes.
He says pay attention to the grammar. He believes that the words that are in the Bible are in there for specific reasons. Grammar is like an old-fashioned concept, but I thought that was a really good point. Mm. He also says persevere with it. If you find it a bit hard, then keep going and keep sort of wrestling with it. And he says ask questions of the text, questions like not just how does it apply to me, but how am I challenged by this? What is God trying to say? How can this text change not only what I think but what I do, and what message is there that I can pass on to others? Those sort of questions are really good to ask. And he says, and I thought this was really cute, but it's really true, he said two of the most important words in the Bible are therefore and because. And you always pay attention when you see that, because you actually need to read the things that come after that in the context of what comes before, which is a really good point.
They're kind of always verbal highlighters. Yeah, to say, hey, this is when you really should pay attention.
Yeah, that's right. Hello.
That's interesting. Okay, so that's John Piper. Alistair McGrath, his book covers some similar ground in a way, but he's addressing more than you atheists.
Well, this is the thing. And of course, Alistair McGrath is English. And a lot of the new atheist movement, Christopher Hitchens, Richard Dawkins, those guys, they come out of England.
Yes.
So it's interesting that these guys are dealing with slightly different sort of emphases from where they come from. And so what McGrath is actually looking at is some of those key things that the new atheists are talking about, like does science disprove religion? And also, does religion poison everything is one of the big contentions. So he deals with some of those big issues that come up.
So what does he say?
Well, what's really good about his book is that he deals with those things at the end, but before he begins really positively about thinking and how thinking can affect us. So he says, and I think this is a really good point, that theology and thinking is not just academic. It's not just sort of a brain thing, but it's also a devotional thing that we read with our hearts as well as with our minds. And he also says that the critical thing that Christians need to remember is that when we read our Bibles and we think about what we know about God, that's really important for us to actually engage with the world around us. And that theology, good reading of the Bible should actually transform our vision of everything.
And I'm for him, yeah. So what does he have to say about Darwinian evolution?
He does deal with that in quite a lot of depth, and he... I think what's good about McGrath is that he presents a lot of different ideas and then wrestles with them. But he also actually doesn't just reject all the material that's been presented alternatively. He actually says, well, these are the things that we can go so far with, and these are the things we need to still work on and wrestle with. So he's actually inclusive to some of the different Christian perspectives on this, but lays down what is what you can't back off from.
Okay.
There's a lot of detail in there.
Yes, is it a harder book to read than Piper's?
It is
more
hard.
Challenging?
It is. It's more challenging, but in some ways there's great wisdom there as well. In terms of the two books, what I would say is that McGrath is sort of like a feast that you have to savour and take time over digesting, whereas Piper's more like takeaway in the sense that it's written in simple chunks that are easy to consume and you can come and go from.
Takeaway I like. It's not good for me. So I'll leave that. Now, overall, I'm interested to know what's McGrath's call to action for Christian people.
I think this is a really good thing that we need to remember. He says that we need to see ourselves as the standard bearers for the spiritual and ethical and imaginative and intellectual vitality of the Christian faith so that we can actually engage with the world around us. So he says, don't be scared that you think your faith doesn't have depth. There's depth and life there, and there's great reason and there's great imagination and creativity as well. So seize it and stand up for it.
What a great challenge and good to hear. Cara Martin, esteemed book critic. Thank you so much for joining us
Thank
on
you.
Open House. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.